We begin with news that feels like it's all around us all the time now, the coronavirus. Here's a random question. Are you touching your face right now? Well, stop it. Health officials have been telling us that for weeks. But as the world's Rupa Shenoy reports, stopping is easier said than done.
The person you're most likely to get coronavirus from is yourself. More specifically, your hands. Think of them as sponges soaking up the world and putting it in your eyes and mouth when you touch your face, because you probably touch it all the time. Turns out there's a likely reason why.
Social anxiety.
Psychologist Kevin Chapman, director of the Kentucky Center for Anxiety and Related Disorders, says face touching is often a way to comfort ourselves, but it's not actually good for us.
Although I'll feel better, it ultimately reinforces strong emotional states. So yes, it can be self-soothing, but it also can backfire and make strong emotions worse long-term.
Like any good, bad habit, it's hard to stop. And Chapman says all the talk about not touching faces will just make us all want to touch our face.
Having a more flexible thought related to face touching, such as waking up and saying something along the lines of, I will be more aware of touching my face today, is a much more flexible, way less punitive way to extinguish that behavior.
Some people have been able to do it.
And I haven't touched my face in weeks. In weeks.
Mr. President,
I miss it.
Others struggle. Even Singapore's Minister of Health, Gan Kim Yong.
Even at a meeting where we have on this ministry task force, while I was speaking, I was touching my face. Until Minister Lawrence Wong nudged me with his elbow and said, stop touching your face.
It's possible people in some cultures might have an easier time stopping than others. Vladimir Alonso is a global health researcher with the University of Sao Paulo who's contrasted face-touching habits in Brazil and the U.S. And he says he hasn't observed a big difference. Everyone seems to do it almost constantly. But he says some cultures are more touch-oriented in general than others, maybe making the face-touching in those places more dangerous.
Mediterranean people, they, you know, like to greet each other very warmly. So I think that until we have a crisis going on, people keep doing that, you know, saying hello and kissing and hugging and all of that.
Italy's special commissioner for coronavirus has suggested Italians need to tone down their warm culture. France's minister went further, advising people to stop greeting each other with kisses. When German Chancellor Angela Merkel swept into a meeting and offered her hand for a shake to the German Interior Minister, he waved her away. Normally, that would be rude. These days, it gets a laugh. Online videos demonstrate other alternatives to handshaking, like touching feet or bumping elbows. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said people should take a cue from India and greet each other by putting their palms together and saying namaste. Vladimir Alonso of the University of Sao Paulo says that's good advice, but people should remember they're still touching lots of surfaces that other people have touched after they touched their faces. So he says the best we can hope for now, is just to get people thinking about what they do with their hands.
If we can change some habits that we have, that will be fine. It's going to help.
It might mean we'll be a little more prepared when the next big pandemic sweeps the globe. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.